subtle interpretation is based on the following passage in the Talmud. When Reb Chanina was on his way from Bavel to the land of Eretz Yisrael, he kept weighing the stones. So long as they were light, he said, I have not yet entered the land of Eretz Yisrael. When he found them to be heavy, he kissed them, for he knew that they were the stones of the land of Eretz Yisrael. He recited the pasuk, for your servants hasten, Rasui linked to Moritz, her stones, and cherish her dust. The Jews going up to the land of Eretz Yisrael would impatiently examine the stones to see if they were from the Holy Land. The Torah speaks of both stones and dust, for the land of Israel is not the same in all parts. Some places are full of rocks, for instance, the holy city of Yerushalayim, and there are sandy places in the lowlands by the sea. Accordingly, the pasuk says, your servants love the holy land wherever they are. When they find themselves on rocky terrain, they kiss the ground, as did Rab Abba, who kissed the rocks of Akko. And they also kiss the dust and the sand. Wherever they go, they kiss the land. Pasuk Tes Zion, Pasuk 16. V'yiru goyim es shem Hashem v'chol malchei oretz es kvodecha. Then the peoples will fear the name of Hashem, and all the kings of the earth your glory. When the house of Hashem will be built, as we'll learn in the next pasuk, then the peoples will fear the name of Hashem, and all the kings of the earth your glory. The nations will be in awe before the name of Hashem, because they will behold the glory of the divine presence in Zion. Those same peoples who beheld the nations dancing in his temple after destruction, when fear of Hashem was absent and the glory of his name was profaned among the peoples, will now behold the redemption. The peoples will fear the name of Hashem, for they will see that Hashem has built up Zion and that he has appeared in the glory of his presence. Pasuk Yud Zion, Pasuk 17. Kivano Hashem Tzion Nira Bechvodo. When Hashem has built up Zion, when he has appeared in his glory. The singer explains why the peoples will fear the name of Hashem. It is because his glory will appear in Zion, as it says, for I, says Hashem, will be to her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her, a passage that is found in Zechariah. It is made clear that Hashem will then reveal the secrets of the Torah in public, and Zerubbabel will recite the Kaddish afterwards. Pasuk Yudches, Pasuk 18. Pono el tfilas aror v'loy boza es tfilosam. When he beheld the prayer of the destitute and has not despised their prayer. David refers to himself as a destitute tree that grows in the parched desert and yields no fruit. He beheld my prayer and has not despised their prayer to build the holy base of Mikdash. Another reading says, he beholds the prayer of the destitute and does not despise their prayer. Thus it says, I dwell on high in a holy place, yet with him also who is of contrite and humble spirit, pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu. All the prayers of the wealthy are received only via the prayers of the poor. It is thus customary that in a time of distress, the poor are assembled to offer prayers. When a congregation prays, Hashem does not despise their prayer, even when there are reasons to do so, for such is the superior merit of the many. All prayers are sometimes held back from reaching Hashem, when the gate of prayer is locked. This is not so regarding the prayers of the poor, for whom the gate of prayer is never locked. When a poor man prays, the supervisor unlocks the gate, and then all the prayers enter together with his prayer. Thus the singer says here, just as you turn to behold the prayer of the destitute one, the poor man standing alone, neither do you at that time despise their prayer. This is the reason that many prayers are recited on Hoshana Rabbah, when the willow branch, the Arava, is celebrated, for the lowly willow symbolizes all those destitute people who neither taste good nor have a fine aroma, but can only pray. Hence it is written, he beheld the prayer of the destitute, his prayers accepted readily, as it says, a prayer of the afflicted man when he envelopes. He is totally enveloped in prayer and is prayer is sweet before Hashem. Hence it says that He has not despised their prayer. All the four species, symbolizing four strata of people, find deliverance together, the other three on account of the willow. This may also be understood by means of a parable. Wealthy merchants entered an inn, and they each ordered different delicacies. At the same time, a pauper also entered, and he asked for some bread. Immediately, the proprietor abandoned all the others and attended to the pauper. "Those others have requested delicacies," said he. "It is a sign that they are sated and not in a hurry. But this man asked for bread, which means that he is hungry." In other words, out of all the petitions, Hashem turns to the prayer of the destitute, for his request indicates the depth of his poverty and his hunger. Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk 19. Tikosev Zos Lidor Acharon V'am Nivra Yahalal Yoko. This will be written for the last generation, so a nation to be created will praise Hashem. This prayer which I offer at the present time will be written for the last generation. Even the very last generation will behold this prayer for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. They will see it written upon a book so that a nation to be created will be praised Hashem. The reason for their praise, they will see that Hashem looked down from the height of His sanctuary, as we're going to learn in the next pasuk. Our sages expound, a nation to be created will praise Hashem. These are the generations who are reckoned as dead on account of their deeds. They come to offer praise before you on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and you create them anew. They become new creatures. What are they to do? Let them take hold of a palm branch, a lulav, and a myrtle, hahadas, and offer praise to you, since it says, a nation to be created will praise Hashem. This pasuk conveys that even when the generations grow weaker in their cleaving to Hashem, we must not despair, for the people of Israel are always a nation to be created. It is a people from whom come forth new spiritual forces. Pasuk Chaf, Pasuk 20. Ki hishkiv mimrom kotsho Hashem mishamayim al eretz hibit. For He looked down from the height of His sanctuary. From heaven Hashem peers at the earth. The Torah explains that divine supervision extends down from the height of His sanctuary, from the heavens. As it says, for He looked down from the height of His sanctuary, from heaven the Lord peered at the earth. Unlike kings of flesh and blood, who do not concern themselves with lowly matters, the King of Kings looked down and peered at the inferior and base earth. What did He look for, and to what end? To hear the groaning of the prisoner, to liberate those set for death. Pasuk Chof Aleph, Pasuk 21. Lishmoa enkas osir lefateyach b'nei semusa. To hear the groaning of the prisoner, to liberate those set for death. Hashem's special supervision extends to every individual prisoner groaning in His prison. His purpose is to liberate those human beings who in the end are set for death. This also alludes to the Jewish people in exile who live in deadly peril. They will be redeemed. Pasuk Chof Beis, Pasuk 22. Lisaper b'tzion shem Hashem usilaso birushalayim. To declare in Zion the name of Hashem and His praise in Yerushalayim. The Almighty has done all this in order that the people in general declare in Zion the name of Hashem, and in particular that they proclaim His praise in Yerushalayim. This will happen when the nations are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve Hashem. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Pasuk 23. Bikavet Amim Yachtov Umamlochos Lavod Es Hashem. When the nations are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve Hashem. Similarly, it says the Pasuk in Zechariah, and many nations will join themselves to Hashem on that day, that they may all call upon the name of Hashem to serve Him with one content. Some explain that these words were later spoken by every nation when they gathered up to go up to Shlaim. As they marched, they said, "He afflicted my strength on the way. He shortened my days, I say. O my God, do not take me away in the midst of my days, You whose years endure through all generations." They prayed to merit going up to Shlaim. They should not perish on the way. Pasuk of Dalet, Pasuk 24. Ina Vaderech Kohu Kitsar Yomai. He afflicted my strength on the way, he shortened my days. Following his prayer for the people of Zion, the singer goes on to pray for relief from his own troubles. He afflicted my strength on the way, he shortened my days. I wander all over the land in fear of my enemies, and I'm close to death. Pasuk 25. Umar Eli Al Taleni Bachati Yomoi Bedor Dorim Shnosechem. I say, O my Hashem, do not take me away in the midst of my days, you whose years endure through all generations. You are eternal, while the days of our lives are as vanity before you. Therefore I say, O my Hashem, do not take me away in the midst of my days. Let me first live out my limited and brief span. You can grant me this kindness, for your years endure through all generations. The singer also speaks in the name of the future exiles. Each of them will long to behold the redemption with his own eyes, and will pray that he should not die before he merits to see it. O my God, do not take me away in the midst of my days. Perhaps I will thus merit to see the redemption. You should not punish me because your years endure to all generations. You are eternal, nor can I flee from you. For of old you have laid the foundation of the earth. Pasuk Chav Vav, Pasuk 26. Lefonim Ha'oretz Yosadato Umaase Yodecho Shemoyim. Of old you have laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Your victories are not restricted to the future, but were also in the past. Thus of old you have laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Your existence precedes the creation of both heaven and earth. Having said, your years endure to generations, the singer now says, just as you exist endlessly into the future, so are you first without a beginning. Contrary to what others say, that the world has existed forever, you are the one who made heaven and earth. Pasuk 27. Hamer Yovedu Viato Samud Vechulum Kabeged Yivlu Kalbush Tachalifem V'yalachlofum. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, all of them will wear out like a garment. You will change them like a cloak, and they will pass away. You are the first, and you are the last, and besides you there is no God. A pasuk that is found in Yeshayahu. It is within your power, therefore, to punish the wicked. They will perish, but you will not perish. If heaven and earth should perish, nevertheless, you will endure, for your existence is not dependent upon their existence. Thus, after all of them will wear out like a garment, in the end you will change them like a cloak, and they will pass away. You will make a new heaven and a new earth, as it says, Yeshayahu, behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. Our sages have explained that specific aspects will perish, but heaven and earth as a whole will endure. Hence it says, the heavens will vanish like smoke, and the earth will grow old like a garment, a pasuk that is found in Yeshayahu. This pertains to the details. The laws will not pass away, for he has established them forever. He has made a decree that will not be trespassed. The earth endures forever, as a pasuk that is found in Koheles. Heaven and earth as a whole will not perish because Hashem has so decreed. Yet the possibility exists that they can perish should this become acceptable before Hashem. Pasuk Chavches, Pasuk 28. V'yatohu shnosech lo yitamu. But you are the same, and your years do not end. You have remained as you have always been, unchanging, and your years do not end. Unlike heaven and earth, whose years will come to an end. For you are absolutely eternal, whereby cessation is totally impossible. Pasuk 29. B'nei avadecho yishkonu v'zarom lefanecho yikon. The children of your servants will dwell securely, and their seed will be established before you. Having said, for your servants take delight in her stones. Pasuk that we learned earlier. The singer says here, the persecuted children of your servants in Zion will dwell securely in Shalim, and their seed will be established before you. Their children will never cease to exist. Following the return of the Jewish people from exile to their own land, They will never again be driven out. Their seed will be established before you. Now we go to chapter 103, pasuk 1. The David Borchi Nafshi Es Hashem B'chol Kurovai Hashem Kocho. Bless Hashem, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. David composed the present psalm in praise of Hashem for all the acts of loving kindness that he performed for him, and that he performs for all the house of Israel. He begins by saying to his soul, Bless Hashem, O my soul, and all that is with me. Bless His holy name. Bless Him for all the good that He has done. He addresses my soul and the soul itself, and He addresses all the powers of the soul within me, namely the power of thought, of visual representation, and of the imagination. Possibly, B'chol Kurovai, translated as all those close to me, refers to the organs and powers of the body. They are the relatives and brothers, are indispensable helpers in sustaining body and soul. Through the senses and other capacities, the soul can attain completeness. Along similar lines, the singer has said, All my bones will say, Hashem, who is like you? Bless His holy name. That is to say, bless His name and fame, for He is holy. The singer addresses himself to his soul, urging her to thank Hashem for all the benefits and kindnesses which He has bestowed upon her. The body, too, should give thanks, notwithstanding that it does not attain knowledge of God, as does the mental reality soul, a portion of God on high. In keeping with this distance, the body blesses Him from afar indirectly by hosting the soul. David does not only arouse himself, he also rouses and challenges others. Let them also come to know the good ways of Hashem, and love of Him will then enter every attentive heart. The people will serve Him out of love. Some link the present psalm to the concluding verse of the previous psalm. The children of your servants will dwell securely, and their seed will be established before you. The singer anticipates the fulfillment of this promise, and he does thanks and praises Hashem on account of it. For this psalm is composed via the spirit of prophecy concerning the future redemption. The pasuk conveys that one must bless Hashem out loud in accordance with the principle that a person be the same outside as he is inside. Pasuk based, pasuk 2. Borchi nafshi es Hashem ve'al tishkechi kol gemulav. Bless Hashem, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. The first, bless Hashem, spoke of God's loftiness, and the present, bless Hashem, speaks of the benefits bestowed by Him upon the soul. Bless Hashem, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits that He has done for you. Our sages teach that the pasuk pertains to the miracles performed by Hashem for the fetus in its mother's womb. If a sack of coins is placed upside down with the opening on the bottom, the coins will all fall out. Yet a pregnant woman walks about and the infant does not fall out. Bless Hashem, O my soul, for the good that He bestows upon you in the present, and forget not all His benefits that He bestowed upon you in the past. Forget not all His benefits. Do not imagine that your praise will add to His praiseworthiness. Not so, for He has no need of our praise. Rather, we should make known Hashem's act of beneficence for the soul. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Hasoleach lechol avoneichi horofe lechol taklu ochi. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases. Now the singer begins to describe Hashem's beneficent bounties. At the outset, he says that He forgives all your iniquities, both in the past and in the future. Thus it says, and Hashem said, I have pardoned according to your word. The pasuk that's found in Chumash Bamidbar. And it says, For on that day will He forgive you, to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before Hashem. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Vayikra. Who heals all your diseases. Hashem heals you, as it says, For I am Hashem that heals you. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. And the Navi says in Yirmiyahu, Heal me, O Hashem, and I will be healed. First, the Torah mentions forgiveness, which is a healing of the soul. followed by healing of the body. By his great beneficence in having forgiven your iniquities, he also heals all your diseases. This refers to diseases of the soul. Similarly, it says, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Some say that it refers to diseases of the body. For the soul is tortured by the suffering of the body, even though it cannot itself be directly affected by bodily afflictions. Rabbi Alexandri inferred from here that a person does not recover from illness until all his sins are forgiven. For it says, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases. Accordingly, the present pasuk is clarified as follows. What is the benefit that Hashem bestows upon the soul? It is that he forgives all your iniquity. When the soul in distress appeals to Hashem and the prayer is accepted, it cannot be otherwise but that he had pardoned first all her iniquities. Not only does he forgive all your iniquity, but he also heals all your diseases of the soul, so that you will not sin again. As it says, I will put none of these diseases upon you which I have brought upon Egypt. Pasuk is found in the Chumash Shemot. Similarly, the Rambam has written that just as there are diseases of the body and health of the body, so there are diseases of the soul and the health of the soul. Pasuk 4. Hagoel mishachas chayochi atrechi chesed v'rachamim, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and mercy. Hashem redeems your life from the pit of evils that are an aspect of the natural pattern, such as meteor showers, fire, hurricane winds, and the like. He also redeems you from the evil stemming from the exercise of your freedom to choose. In doing so, he treats you with loving kindness and compassion, for he provides you with all the necessary things, such as metal and wood and stones, garments and bedwear, without which a human being cannot get by. The Targum translates, he saves him from the punishment of hell and crowns him in the world to come with loving kindness and mercy. This pasuk also depicts the emotions of a sick person who every second thinks that he's dying and his soul is departing, but Hashem heals him and redeems his life from the pit. What is more, during his illness, he crowns him with loving kindness and mercy, accompanying him to a slow pace. Another interpretation says, at times, a person commits a harsh sin which can eliminate his soul from the world to come, but then he repents and Hashem welcomes his tshuva and prayer, or else he admonishes him through suffering. That is what the singer says here. Who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and mercy. Pasuk 5. Hamashpia batov edyech tizchadesh kanesher nu roichi, who satisfies your old age with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. One reading of edecho, or rather edyech, is your mouth, as in like the horse or the mule, whose mouth, edyo, must be restrained by a bit and brittle. The corresponding interpretation says the fifth bounty is that Hashem provides sustenance, who satisfies your mouth with good things. Another interpretation is linked to the previous pasuk, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and mercy. The singer says here, you are my healer, but unlike other doctors who forbid their patients to eat, for eating harms them, you heal me even as I eat. The Medrash expounds this pasuk in connection with the stand at Sinai. When the Torah was given to the Jewish people, 600,000 ministering angels descended to place a crown upon every person. Some say there were twice that number, two for each person. One placed the crown on his head and the other buckled him with armor. Rabbi Yehuda says that they dressed him in finery. A different interpretation says, who satisfied your old age with good things, refers to intelligence, which is a precious gem for the human being. It provides him with what is truly good, namely the Torah, as it says, for I have given you a good article, forsake not my Torah, a pasuk that's found in Mishlei Proverbs. And if anyone is interested, by the way, the entire Mishlei with Mam Loi's commentary has been translated, put on tape or CD, please call us if you are interested in getting Mishlei on tape or CD. The sixth bounty is that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Even when you reach old age, Hashem will renew your strength to what it was in your youth. As it says, they will still be fruitful in old age. They will be full of sap and richness. A pasuk that's found in Tehillim, earlier part of Tehillim. The Torah specifically mentions the eagle. For the eagle sloughs off its feathers after 100 years, takes on other feathers, and returns to the days of its youth. It is related in the name of the Gaon of Vilna, the Vilna Gaon, that after 10 years the eagle rises on high, close to the sun, and then hurls itself into the sea. It shakes off its feathers, renews them, and then raises its wing. It does this every 10 years up to the age of 100. Then it rises as usual and falls into the sea, where it dies. This explains why the eagle is called a nesher. It shakes off, no share, its feathers. Another interpretation says, unlike medical remedies which at times cause a person to age prematurely, your medication brings a man back to the days of his youth. The Targum explains, because he satisfies your old age with good things, your youth is renewed like the eagle. Hashem fills the old age of tzaddikim with good things, namely with improved understanding and the best of intelligence. Thus the Chachamim teach, the righteous, as they continue to age, their understanding keeps improving. So long as the soul is in the body, Hashem satisfies her with spiritual matters that nourish the soul, namely Torah and mitzvahs. But when she leaves the body, your youth is renewed like the eagle. She soars to her abode, to the house of her father. The Torah reckons the good things of this world and the good things of the world to come, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases. These are the good things in this world, who redeems your life from the pit in the world to come. In the days of one's youth, it is usual to yearn for much money. Since people think that they will live a long time, it is otherwise for the elderly. Here, on the contrary, the Torah says that he satisfies your old age with good things, for your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Medrash says that Rabbi Yochanan would wear tefillin the entire day in order to be able to recite, who forgives all your iniquity, pasuk that we learned before, who satisfies your old age with good things, for the performance of mitzvahs provides atonement for transgressions. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. O say tzedakos Hashem u'mishpatim l'chol ashukim. Hashem performs acts of righteousness and judgments for all the oppressed. The singer now goes on to speak of divine providence generally. Hashem performs acts of righteousness and judgments for all of the oppressed. The seventh bounty is that Hashem effects supervision in this world to bring down the judgment of the law upon the oppressors and save the weak from their hand. He performs acts of righteousness on behalf of the oppressed by returning to them what they lost, and he executes judgments on all the oppressors for the sake of all the oppressed. Having mentioned that Hashem heals illness, the singer now speaks of Hashem's acts of righteousness and judgments for all the oppressed. It means that he saves the oppressed one from his oppressor. Then again, the singer speaks of the soul. He says, from the side of law and judgment, there cannot be rectification of the soul. However, Hashem performs acts of righteousness. He does not relate to the soul by the attribute of judgment. That is as concerns matters between a man and his maker. But when it comes to transgressions committed by one man against another, he performs judgments for all the oppressed. Repentance does not help unless the oppressor has returned to the oppressed what he has taken from him. We will continue, Mitzvah Shem, in our next shiur.